This is Earth and Sky. Biological research is advancing faster than ever before.
But some discoveries that save lives might also be dangerous in the wrong hands. Ronald Atlas is a biologist at the University of Louisville in Kentucky and a renowned expert on bioterrorism.
We did not want to see our science, our legitimate science, misused by terrorists. The question we were asking was, what can scientists do to help protect themselves and their research results from potential misuse?
In 2003, scientists and publishers of science journals from around the world cooperated on a statement. It emphasized the importance of openness in science, but suggested that scientists be careful about what they publish. In some cases, the danger is clear, say research on weaponizing anthrax or smallpox, but most cases are grayer.
We had some scientists indicating that they had made discoveries that they were frightened about, that they really worried could do harm, and they didn't want to tell people the full details so no one could repeat it.
Atlas says that in the past 2 years, he knows of only a couple of papers that have had to be modified for a prominent journal. But he says scientists need to think through the ethics of their research. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird. For Earth and Sky,